Putting the scat in eschatology. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
Well, first it was Preacher Idol, folks. And then came So You Think God Wants You to Sing. Well, now the Drew Marshall Show is back with yet another slightly twisted version of a hit television show. Soul Survivor. Five religious tribes competing for the soul of one person. Outwitness, outpray, outsave. You should know this by now if you've been listening, because I don't want to keep doing this each and every week.
It's fun, though, with the music. Makes it sound so serious.
Our soul survivor will be able to challenge, critique, or question any and all aspects of each tribal code. And at the end of the contest, our soul survivor, Catalina, will then decide which tribe presented the most compelling case for faith. And then she'll reveal to us if she'll be joining that tribe. So far, we've heard from Tribe Mormon, Tribe Muslim, and Tribe Jesus. I don't even know Jeebus.
Sacrilegious.
We watch way too many Simpsons episodes. Catalina has been given a lot of information to digest, and the journey she's been on has been really intense. So today our soul survivor has left the island. She's actually at a yoga retreat down in Mexico, processing all this stuff. But she will return next week. She's taking a much-deserved break to reflect. So this week, we are going to speak with a woman who has studied and written about the opposite end of soul surviving, demons and evil and tortured souls and the likes of. Tosca Lee is a New York Times best-selling novelist whose works include the critically acclaimed Demon, a memoir, Hava, the Story of Eve, the Books of Mortals series, Forbidden, Mortal Sovereign, with best-selling author Ted Decker. And Iscariot is Tosca's latest release, a highly anticipated novel about the infamous betrayer of Christ. She is best known for her exploration of maligned characters. She'll be doing a story about my life soon. Lyrical prose, love that word, and meticulous research. Tosca received her BA in English and International Relations from Smith College and has also studied at Oxford University. A former first runner-up to Mrs. United States and lifelong world adventure traveler, Tosca makes her home in the Midwest. It shall remain anonymous where she actually is from, because that just kind of cramps her whole cool style. ToscaLee.com is where you want to go for all things about this lady. Hello, Tosca. I asked you to have a look at the Soul Survivor site and read our Soul Survivor's bio. Anything you noticed in there that right off the top you wanted to say to Catalina?
You know, I'm happy for her journey. You know, I've been to Romania. I've visited Bucharest, and you know, it seems like she's really been on an interesting journey, and so I'm excited for her with that. I'm excited that she's, you know, exploring spirituality and finding ways to create, you know, healing places for other people as well as for herself. And, you know, I only wish that I could meet her in person and that we could, you know, I'll be having this conversation in person.
Well, yeah, that would be good. I think you two would get along quite well, actually, and there would be a big impact there. But let's talk about the research you did for Evil.
For Evil, okay.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, because, you know, the first book that, you know, you're sort of known for was the big scary demon book, a memoir. Mm-hmm. I mean, what have you figured out about Evil? When I actually started doing some research on Evil for a television pitch I was working with some people down in L.A., and I was reading People of the Lie, Scott M. Peck, or M. Scott Peck. I can't remember where the M goes. I was reading his material, and I spoke with an exorcist down in L.A. And so that, you know, the research into the realm of evil just gave me a big headache. What was your experience like?
You know, it was really interesting. I come out of a Christian background. So for me, if I'm going to, you know, start researching this idea of evil or even demons or Satan, you know, I go to the scriptures for that. And, you know, for me, it was really about exploring why would a demon or a fallen angel, why would they do the kinds of things they do? Because, you know, we always picture those kinds of beings as pesky, you know, little red guys with horns and spiked tails and stuff like that. And what is it really about? What is, you know, do these beings exist, first of all? Second of all, Why do they do the things they do? What's their motivation? And, you know, for me, it was really about exploring this, if you believe in demons and fallen angels, it was really about exploring this vendetta against the creator, and also a vendetta against the creation, you know, humans, and this, you know, that God has demonstrated love for over and over and over again. And if you're a fallen angel, and if you believe the story the way it's put down in scriptures, you know, they messed up once and that was it. So for me, you know, exploring that, it seemed to really come down to a grudge match between, you know, evil and demons and things like that and God. And, you know, here are the humans that get in the way, you know.
Okay, let me ask you in regards to Catalina's search. You know, she's hearing from all these religions about what they believe, and these religious leaders that she's speaking to would like them to believe their religion. Do you think that there is evil at work in the background of Catalina's quest?
I believe that there's evil at work in the background of the world today in general. So I would have to say yes. I think that there are definitely forces that don't want us to find peace, God, love, things like that. And I think, though, it can be really easy to attribute to evil different hang-ups we have within ourselves. So, I mean, you know, I don't think we should be too quick to say, oh, that's Satan, that's evil, that, you know, whatever. I think that we personally have plenty of hang-ups on our own, pain, baggage, whatever, that can get in our own way, you know? So I think it can be hard to tell the difference, but I think, you know, I've seen it done where people are just too apt to say that's Satan, that's the devil, blah blah blah. And, no, you're just getting in your own way. But yeah, I think there's both.
Tosca, have you ever encountered some sort of personal manifestation type evil stuff?
I have not personally, and I'm so grateful for that because I'm 43. I could have a heart attack. You know, it would probably kill me. Something like that would just scare the crap out of me, and I'd be blunt. So I've had people tell me their stories, but, you know, at the same time, though, it seems like when I'm really involved in a meaningful work, and in retrospect, it's turned into a work that's had great meaning for other people and their spiritual quest, a lot of resistance has a way of rising up. And again, you know, I know that a lot of that may come from myself, but there's an uncanny number of bad things that happen to me when I'm working on something seemingly important.
Listen, this book, Demon, a Memoir, it's been out a while. I can imagine when it first came out that the Jesus scene freaked over the title and the concept.
Oh, sure.
So why? I mean, if you're going to write and you want to try to sell books to these people, why are you nuts?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, we almost called it The Appointment or something like that, and I just thought that was lame. It's a book about demons. It's a book about the fall of fallen angels, and it's a book about, you know, Satan, and it's a book about humans, but, you know, ultimately it's a story about grace told from an inverted point of view, from the point of view of a fallen being that has none, and I just wanted to put that out there, and, you know, maybe I was being a little bit, you know,
C.S. Lewis-y.
Well, it's been compared to that, you know, but I don't know. I just, to me, that's what it's about, and so that's what it's called. And, you know, I don't really want to pull punches when I'm telling the story, and I don't really want to pull punches with, you know, any of that stuff. So there it is.
I admire that, and you know, from the conversation you and I had a couple of days ago or whenever it was. You know, obviously there's a fair amount of resonation and we're on the same page. And so I'm digging what you're laying out there. I think it's fantastic. I just think...
Not what I'm stepping in.
Yeah, that's kind of it. You know, I mean, you know, let alone the fact that you're a woman, right? Which some people still think that we should not receive spiritual direction or leadership or teaching from.
Yeah, I know. I clearly, I don't believe that. But, you know, I'm also not out there, you know, saying here's, you know, writing nonfiction. I'm not out there pulpit preaching and stuff. I have delivered messages in churches and things. You know, I believe that when the opportunity is right and if there's something up to say, I think you should do it. But you know, I'm a fiction writer, but, you know, we call fiction the lie that tells the truth. And so, you know, Jesus taught truth in stories too. So, you know.
Do you want us to fall in love with Judas? Like, do you want us to read the Iscariot and go, "Aw, poor baby"?
No, you know, I want us to look at ourselves and say, you know what, I'm no better than that, because in that situation, I could have done the same. Really? You know, if I were a first century guy living in Roman-occupied Israel, looking for the Messiah, and following this charismatic, weird, kind of unconventional, dangerous, wild, you know, preacher of a guy, you know, who really seemed like he could do it, but who kept doing these strange things and saying these things that a good Jew doesn't say, like, drink my blood, you know, stuff like that, you know, would we have come to that point where we would have, for whatever reason, and, you know, I kind of laid out my case in that book, what I thought, but would we have done that? Well, who knows? I mean, but, yeah. You know, we do the same thing every day. I look at that guy, you know, well, that guy had an affair. I would never do that. Really? You know? Is any one of us infallible? I don't think so. And I think that, you know, good, bad, or otherwise, that, you know, people do things that for whatever reason make sense to them at the time. And I think we're all capable of it.
In doing the research that you do for your books, Tosca, and by the way, we're on the phone with Tosca Lee, and her website is toscalee.com. If you can't figure out how to spell it, you won't enjoy her books. in doing the research for all of the topics that you do, these maligned characters, you know, well, first of all, what draws you to the maligned, number one, but then in doing the research for the maligned, do you find that you need to refill your Prozac prescription once in a while?
I have tried Prozac, and I'll tell you what, it's awfully hard to be creative on it. So no more Prozac for me.
No. Okay.
But maligned characters, because honestly, like, you know, you read about the good guys and they're good people and they're good this and they've done this right. And so where's the story? You know, okay, so maybe they overcame this. So that's interesting. But for me, you know, going in and saying, okay, it's easy to paint this person, Eve, for instance, as a two-dimensional, you know, ditzy blonde. You said, oh, it's pretty. I think I'll eat it anyway. I don't believe that. You know?
Oh.
If you're going to believe in a literal Eve, she was probably genetically perfect.
Wait, hold on.
You of her brain. You know, was probably one of the most intelligent humans ever made.
Right.
And really, she's like, oh, well, it looks good. I think I'll eat it anyway. Really? No.
No. So she's...
You know, we have complex reasoning for why we do the things we do. And to me, that's really interesting to look at the bad guys and say, is there really more here? Can I really judge? Can I point a finger? And how much of that is me? And I don't buy that, you know, Judas was one of those hand-wringing, like, evil laugh-giving guys, you know. Just, you know, most people are, even serial killers are extremely complex. And I'm not saying that I have, you know, sympathy for what serial killers do, but they're very, very complex in their thinking. So.
What's it, speaking of that, what's it like writing books with Dexter?
Dexter?
Oh, sorry, Ted Dekker. Gee, that was a Freudian.
Weird, wild guy, you know?
When did you first meet Ted Dekker?
We were in a professional group that's online, so we were in the same group that way. But I just wrote to him because Demon was getting re-released, and I wrote to him and I asked for a blurb for the cover. And he wrote back and said, yes, send it to me. By the way, what are you working on these days? And we just struck up a conversation, and he and I are really interested in the same kind of thematic things, even though we're completely different writers. And we said, you know, it'd be really cool if we could write a story together and find some way to meld these two distinctly different voices together. And let's do something cool. So we feel like we have.
You have, indeed. That's right. Now, is there not more cool stuff coming from the dynamic duo of Dekker and Lee?
Dekker and Lee? Well, we've got Sovereign coming out. That's the third book in the Books of Mortals series in June.
Okay.
So for now, as far as we know, that's the end of that series. But is it possible we could do something again? Absolutely. So right now we're both involved in our own stuff, but we'll see.
Aren't we all involved in our own stuff? Tosca, I want to get personal here for a second because you've got an interesting backstory. You're not just an author. As a matter of fact, you'd be the best person for me to use as an illustration. I've taught this course at writing retreat weekends for authors, and the course is, sure, you can write a book, but how are you going to handle a tough interview, basically? Because there's a lot of people that can really write, and they're really they're so socially retarded that they're great writers. And then when you put them in front of a microphone and they just, it's horrible. You don't ever want to buy their stuff, right? And you would be the exact opposite of that. You have this interesting backstory.
Well,
you're a great communicator. And as Tim has mentioned, seven times, he thinks you're pretty. So
let's make it eight.
Okay, eight times.
I really love him.
Yeah,
by the way.
Okay, all right. He's creepy. And his parole officer doesn't let him get out of the States. So, what?
Oh, no, now he has my phone number too. Yeah,
yeah, that's right. Let me ask you, who has hurt you the most in life?
Oh gosh, honestly, and this is not like a pat answer or anything.
You're gonna say me?
Myself?
Yeah.
Me. I have, and I can point and I can say, oh, my ex-husband, or I can say the kid who called me, hey, Chinese girl, and creeped me out all the time until the day that I turned around and said, I'm Korean, you moron. I can say the people who bullied me, in white middle America. Yeah, fourth grader doing that. I could say, all kinds of things, but, I really believe that it's what we allow to define us and what we allow to hurt us and what we allow to stay in there and fester and not forgive that really hurts us the most.
How did the little foreign kid in school who felt like an ugly duckling become the beauty pageant chick?
Good question. one day, this friend of my mom's who was used to volunteer and help out at the pageant was like, why don't you go do that? You should do that. And I was like, what? Run for Mrs. Nebraska? And I live in Nebraska. Oh, shoot. Now it's out. So anyway.
Din 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 din. No, just kidding.
Yeah. Love theme from Deliverance in the background. And he said, why don't you go do that? And I was like, okay. I'll try anything once. So I went and did that. And I didn't know what I was doing. I'd never done pageants before, and I went to a feminist college and I was pretty sure they were going to revoke my alumni status and whatever. But, beating Mrs. Nebraska was a really kind of great means, a weird means to a great end. And, I got to do a lot of really cool things, got to speak a lot and help a lot of charities and represent them. And I'm glad for it.
Good stuff. Well, I don't know you at all, really, but I'm proud of you as well. So there you go.
Oh, thank you.
All right, let's finish our time with a sort of a final soul survivor type question.
Okay.
If someone is listening or will listen to this in the future, and when Catalina listens to this, what would you say to any seeker, even a spectator, someone who is just aware that there is a spiritual dynamic to the human being and is contemplating various tribes that are out there selling their spiritual wares, selling their faith. As objectively as you can, even though you're a Jesus girl, what would you say to someone like Catalina in regards to this search?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. And so for her and for anybody else, I would say, pray, whether you're not even sure about what God you're praying to, pray and ask for direction, ask for discernment. And as far as, the world of evil and stuff goes, and whether it's there to trip you up or not, or even believe in that, pray for discernment, pray for protection, pray for guidance on that path. And I honestly do believe that that scripture was right when it said, ask and it'll be given, knock and the door will be opened. And so ask for that and look for that and be aware And also, you know, if you find yourself in a spiritual situation that feels off, or something's uneasy about it, or something is giving you the heebie-jeebies, then you know what? Listen to that, because I think that we're all spiritual beings. I do believe we were made by God, and I think that, you know, we have this kind of barometer inside of us that is there, whether we're really set or mature or whatever in our beliefs or not. So ask for guidance and discernment, and it'll come. I really believe that.
Very well said. Tosca Lee, ladies and gentlemen, New York Times bestselling author, our sole survivor, I guess, panelist today. And ToscaLee.com is the website you want to go. You want to look out for her latest and greatest, Iscariot, which sounds like a book about shrimps. No, what are they called? Snails. Sort of.
Scampi.
Really. Scampi. That's right. I don't know.
You know, I should add too, Drew. I just want to say one other thing. I really do believe that God does seek relationship with us.